This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, America? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. And if you want to call the show, I'm giving this out early because I don't care when you call. You can call in midnight. Somebody will get your call, and we will respond. You can check it out. People call all the time. They really do. And we'll, from time to time, play the calls. If the topic is interesting, I'll cover it. If it's not, then it goes into the waste bin of, you know, thought. And that's okay. A lot of stuff we do goes there as well. Anyway, if you want to call the program, 844-551-8255. And I'm going to tell you, if you're new listening to this program, you are about to be riveted, mind blown. And it isn't because I'm bragging, oh, Kevin's so wonderful, talking about myself in the third person, which, by the way, is okay. It is okay for Kevin Jackson to speak of Kevin Jackson so fondly. Who else is going to do it, right? But no, it's because we have looked at all these problems of the world, and we've solved them. Whether you want to listen and hear it, it's okay. I mean, if you believe what I have to say, fine. If you don't, go ahead, live your life wrongly. It's not a problem for us. But I'm going to break it down for you. And if you happen to be a leftist, you're going to get a wake-up call. If you happen to be on the right, I'm going to bolster you. I'm going to pick you up, dust you off, straighten your backbone, and I'm going to talk real talk to you, because that's what we do. We have to do that. And let me tell you something right now. I told you yesterday's show, I called it the con job, because that's what it is. It's all a con. Everything you experience from the left is a con job. In many times, and this is sad to say, folks, when we experience ourselves going to the left, we're conning ourselves. We are. We're conning ourselves that we need money to be happy, or that we need power to be happy, or that children are a burden. Is what did Barack Obama? They don't need to be a burden with no baby. Yeah, we con ourselves into getting to their point of view, where we find the trappings of life to be what's worth it. Not your friendships, not the relationships you forge with your family and your children and other and friends and things that enrich the world. And by the way, all of those things that you do still don't make you worthy of the air that God puts in your lungs, but you pursue that because there's an innate sense of happiness that comes when you help people fulfill their dreams and live their lives according to their own will. And the left claims that that's what they do, when in fact they don't. They want drones. Hillary Clinton went out this week and we're going to get into this more in more detail. She gave some, you would think Hillary lost, but I'm still going to be presidential in my loss. And it was a horrible thing for her that happened. I'm not going to get into it. But what she talked about was how the Democrats, she's speaking to Democrats, we are so diverse. We are so different. We are so this. And let me tell you, Democrats are one and the same. They are rats that need to be chased down their rat hole. They have one thought process. It is against us. It's against anything that has a moral core. I don't care how different we are. Let me tell you, the conservatives are the most different people on the planet. I know this because I'm out amongst them. And unlike Hillary Clinton, I don't live in Chappaqua in the great white north and talk about black folks and only see them when I go to the church during election time. I live amongst them. And for the record, I happen to be one. And so I know a little bit more about what's going on at ground level and not at the 30,000 foot level that Hillary is on while she's up in her private jet flying her big white buttocks all over the country, if not the world. So these people are distorted, but they want you to believe they understand what's going on and they don't. And that's their problem. That's where they are completely out of whack. And you folks, you, no matter what the left tells you, no matter how debaucherous and who they create, and those kids, you know, these crazy kids that we call millennials these days, at their core, they believe as we do. Just a matter of time. Reality hits them in the gut, kicks them in the you-know-what, or slaps them in the lips. One day soon, the world is going to remind them that all the crap they learned in college about safe spaces and trigger words and all that nonsense does not apply. And if you don't do it, I guarantee you Muhammad is going to do it. Yeah, there's a dude named Muhammad who's going to teach some young infidel girl about rape culture. And by the way, he may invite his friends. There's some dude named Muhammad who will smile in your face. He will pack your groceries. He will drive you around in a cab. And once that flip, that switch gets flipped, he will become a jihadist who has no problem severing your head from your body. And I know that may sound cruel to you, but that's the way it is. London Bridge is falling down, folks, in case you hadn't really noticed. That's what's going on. Welcome to Parisistan. Welcome to Londonistan. You name your place in the world where they believe in multiculturalization or this PC nonsense of liberalism, then I will tell you, you are looking at somewhere the world is going to change dramatically in the next decade or so. It's going to come faster than you can even imagine. And we're going to get into it. But here's what I want to say today. I want to call today bad news for the left, because that's what it is. It is bad news for the left. One of the things I alluded to is Hillary Clinton and this talk that she gave. When I explain what happened to her, you will see it's bad news for the left. Another thing that I want to talk about, leakers, a government that's full of leakers, a government that, should our government be open to us? Should we know, have transparency into the things that are impacting us legislatively, etc.? Absolutely. But should there be some secrets? Sure, there should be. We all know this. But the leftists don't. They know it and don't care. So we've got a leaker. We're going to talk about guns today, not as it pertains to America, but as it pertains to overseas. And what I think Trump, when those guys ran over people in London, by the way, these car attacks by these Muslims are becoming pervasive, as are regular attacks. Yesterday, I went through attacks in detail. How many attacks there had been in the United States, in the world, Muslim terror attacks? 918, over 6,000 people killed in 46 countries. And went in detail some of the things that happened, and it should scare you. What I'm going to tell you today about London and their mayor and what he had to say may scare you even more. But anyway, my point is, I'm going to talk about guns as it pertains to overseas, and this is going to be scary for the left. Trigger warning, leftists, trigger warning. I'm going to talk to you about Trump being blamed for everything. You will have an amazing time today listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. That's what I'm going to tell you. If you are conservative, and you likely are, you are going to get more knowledge than you will get in 3 weeks of anybody else's show, because I'm not going to mince words. I'm not going to cut corners. I'm going to explain liberalism to you as you probably hadn't had it explained anywhere else. So I'm glad you're with me. Hey, we had a few callers that called in over the evening. I'm going to get your stuff on. If you want to call the program again, it's 844-551-8255.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1¾ inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So here's what I've sort of noticed in the news cycle of recent time. So we are talking about Muslim terror. And Muslim terror is undoubtedly occurring every single day, all over the world, and the left drone on about its non-existence. Meanwhile, pop culture is reinforcing this idiocy of the left, and I'm speaking specifically of Kathy Griffin, because that's what's the next thing that was kind of on the agenda, right? Kathy Griffin holding Trump's head up in an effect a terror attack on Donald Trump, where he was decapitated by Muslims in a jihad, right? But what we're not talking about are real issues. The real issues are Donald Trump's rock star status and everything that he's doing. I've listened to more nonsense leftist interviews, the clips, I don't watch the shows. And practically in every one, they talk about, we're going to get him. He's bad news. Donald Trump's agenda. And I'm thinking, his agenda? If you haven't been paying attention, Donald Trump has been trying to protect America from exactly what's happening in London, what's happened in Paris and Brussels and all over the world in 46 countries. The 918 terror attacks that had occurred up until the other day, it's more than that today. I guarantee you, it's more than that now. You don't hear about most of these terror attacks. They become no big deal. And I'm going to get into this more in detail in the show. And for the record, I really don't like it when the show is sort of monolithic where we're talking about terror. But I think that we'll be able to weave it in today for you to understand how pop culture and the leftist narrative and the people who don't want to go away because they want power. And I'll use Hillary Clinton as an example. She doesn't want to go away. All these things happening that are validating Donald Trump, vindicating you, and these people won't go away. That's how much they hate this country or want the power. Maybe Hillary Clinton would do some of the same moves as Donald Trump. I suspect she would. I think Hillary Clinton's more of a conservative than anybody on the left in their ticket. I know y'all think I'm kidding you, but when I wrote my second book, Sexy Brilliance. Thank you for holding it up. Anyway, I wrote my second book, Sexy Brilliance. I chronicle the Clinton family. Very conservative in their behaviors. You look at Bill Clinton's policies, very conservative. The left were forgiving because they were done by Clinton. So you get it. But anyway, she's more conservative than you think. Maybe she would have done some of the moves of Trump. But she wants the power so bad. And I want to focus on her this segment. It may go into the next one. But Hillary Clinton came out and made a few comments about the Democratic Party. And I want to play this clip.
Hello, Democrats. Thank you all for coming together to represent our party at its best. United, energized, and ready to wage and win the battles ahead. Now, as Democrats, we have diverse views and backgrounds. We are Democrats, after all. But we're bound together by the values and hopes we share for our country. I'm grateful for all your support and hard work during the election. Being your candidate was the honor of a lifetime. And I was inspired to see women and men from all walks of life and every corner of our country coming together on behalf of our shared values.
I'm going to stop it there for just a second. You probably didn't notice this, but we notice things like this. After each time Hillary Clinton speaks, they literally stop the camera. They stopped it. And you can hear, when we play it again, I want you to listen for it. She talks and then there's dead silence. It's never that way. If you listen to this show, there's no dead silence. I'm going to give you dead silence just so you get a feel for what I'm talking about. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Now, no matter what's going on, there's still a dead silence. We should probably, figure out a way to put in dead silence just so people can understand. They stop this. Hillary Clinton can't read a sentence without them going, we got to stop. The other reason why I wanted to stop it there is because you listen to what Hillary Clinton said. Hello, Democrats. Hillary then goes on to say that the Democrats are united, energized, and ready to wage battle. Now, I'm going to tell you, if there was any time for the Democrats to be united, energized, and ready to wage battle, it was any time previous to November the 8th, 2016. Now they got their butts kicked. Hillary says, we're ready to go. The woman who practically went into therapy after her election defeat is now back out and she's re-energized. And when you listen to this, you'll hear Hillary talking about this as if she, sort of won. Like, it wasn't vindication of Trump. It was more a mistake, but I'm back and now we're ready to go. Let's play the rest of the clip because I want you to listen for those dead breaks. They're dead breaks where they film it, they stop it. They film it, they stop it. They don't want you to hear her breathe. They don't want you to hear. and then, or whatever, they want you to believe that. But the message is even more convoluted, and I want you to hear what Hillary Clinton has to say.
And while we didn't get the outcome we worked so hard for, I'll always be proud of the campaign we ran, a campaign that was better and stronger thanks to each of you.
You hearing that?
After the primaries, we came together as a party to write the most progressive platform in history.
And what's it gotten you?
Ideas we championed are now inspiring leaders and activists across our country.
Yeah, jailbirds.
Nearly 66 million votes are fueling grassroots energy and activism.
There it is.
And everywhere, people are marching, protesting, tweeting, speaking out, and working for an America that's hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted.
She's happy they're protesting.
From the Women's March to airports where communities are welcoming immigrants, refugees, and people of every faith.
And where are those women?
To town hall meetings where people are speaking up for health care, the environment, good jobs, and all the other issues that deserve our passionate support.
Yeah, and Trump's doing a great job.
Among those millions making their voices heard are future mayors, city and state officials, governors, members of Congress,
Republicans,
even future presidents.
Republicans?
The challenges we face as a party and a country are real.
Are they?
So now more than ever, we need to stay engaged.
Okay.
In the field and online.
All right.
Reaching out to new voters, young people, and everyone
more buckets
who wants a better, stronger, fairer America.
Yeah, like you said that.
We as Democrats must move forward with courage,
forward,
confidence, and optimism.
Ooh, I'm up.
And stay focused on the elections we must win this year and next.
Not going to happen, baby.
Let resistance plus persistence equal progress for our party and our country.
E equals MC squared up in here. I had to give a little bit of commentary on it because it's so ridiculous. We'll be right back, folks. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So Hillary Clinton's emerged from her rat hole, and the reception has not been nearly what she thinks. And I want to play a clip because CNN was actually mocking Hillary Clinton, and then we'll get into some more, a little bit more about her, and we may shift gears. It just depends on how I feel. By the way, if you want to contact me, 844-551-8255. Here's the clip from CNN mocking Hillary Clinton on the excuses and all the different things that are going on. And then, of course, in the previous segment, we played her clip of her speaking to the Democratic Party and only to Democrats. And I want to come back to that and explain to you what happened after that. So here it is.
Everything that anybody else said about it besides me to basically said this was the biggest nothing burger ever. I know you had Dean Baquet here from the New York Times yesterday, and they covered it like it was Pearl Harbor. Comey was more than happy to talk about my emails, but he wouldn't talk about investigation of the Russians.
What do we make of this? Besides the fact that the 2016 campaign apparently will never end, look, it hurts, and we can be snarky about this sometimes. Running for president is quite a personal ordeal for anyone who gets in the arena, and it hurts. And she thought up until the last hour she was going to win. However, what purpose does it serve to trash the DNC to and so on and so forth at this point?
Yeah, there was an interesting turn from her yesterday, because we've heard the rationale about Comey, and we've heard Russia. This was the first we've really heard from her blaming the party. In one sense, she is not wrong. Barack Obama, when he was president, really ran his own data operations. He kept things very close into his own political operation, and that hurt the DNC. That is true to some extent. She didn't inherit nothing from the DNC, and there's a lot of pushback that you're hearing privately from people who worked for the committee. I think the interesting thing with Clinton right now is that yes, I think there is a desire that's perhaps more intense when it comes to her to see her take ownership. People want to see her be humble. I think that it is more intense when it comes to her. But if you are going to be out there, if you did just lose this election, you are going to be out there discussing it. That is the expectation. I don't know what she thinks that people will want to talk to her about at this point, other than what went wrong and led to this pretty unbelievable defeat on her half.
And there's the trying to have it both ways, saying, you know, I was flawed, it was my fault, but it was also all these other entities' fault. And it kind of dilutes. any sort of the buck stops here statement that she has. And you know, frankly, it seems like she's burning bridges within her own party at this point.
It's an issue of tone as well, in a way. I mean, there's a way of saying she kind of took the, you know, oh, well, I had problems, but the big problems were in the party. Whereas if she'd done it the opposite way, mm-hmm. you know, to say, you know, there are still problems in the party that we should think about fixing and itemize them, which you can do.
No,
with the buck stops
you don't
here,
understand. You don't understand. The Russians cloaked Wisconsin, so she couldn't find it on a map to get there and campaign there.
I think if you're a Democrat, I think a lot of them would prefer to have her fade away a little bit. I mean, a lot of them would say the reason they lost the last election, despite a very vulnerable Republican candidate, is that people turned on Hillary Clinton. Republicans were able to make her be a villain. And I think an advantage that Democrats have coming up is they don't have someone who's easy to villainize. They want to make the next couple of elections a referendum on Donald Trump. And the more their last standard bearer continues to be present, continues to speak out, I think they feel like that's not going to be good for them.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That's CNN having a discussion about Hillary Clinton. What purpose does it serve to trash Comey? But blaming the party and the DNC? And to some degree, they say, well, she was right. I mean, Obama kept things close to the vest. Yeah, because Obama didn't like Hillary Clinton. And what they're saying is what people wanted was they wanted for Hillary Clinton to show some humanity. They wanted her to take ownership of the loss and say, you know what, folks, there were many things I could have done differently. I wish I could have worked harder, but you know what? I wasn't feeling well. I was ill. I wasn't as ill as they made me out to be. I wasn't dying necessarily, but I was ill. We were running hard. Trump was gaining momentum. We were making some wrong moves. We had a lot of things that were being said about me that, quite frankly, some may have a basis in truth in terms of how I can see how they connected the dots, but they weren't fundamentally true. I mean, I can't speak for her, but she was never human. Hillary was a robot. They wanted her to take ownership, these are their words, and be humble. So some humility. Instead, one lady says, well, she was trying to have it both ways. I'm flawed, but it's the fault of all these other factors, the Russians and Comey and the smear campaign, the vast right-wing conspiracy. It sounded all very similar to what leftists do whenever they're under fire. They want it to be easy. And then they leave it with burning bridges. She's burning bridges in the Democratic Party. Now, all that being said, I'm going to play the clip I played from last segment, but I'm only going to play a piece of it, the intro, where Hillary Clinton describes what's going on with the Democrats, okay?
Hello, Democrats. Thank you all for coming together to represent our party at its best, united, energized, and ready to wage and win the battles ahead. Now, as Democrats, we have diverse views and backgrounds. We are Democrats, after all. But we're bound together by the values and hopes we share for our country.
Welcome back, everybody. That's really all you need to hear. Hillary Clinton wants the world to believe that the Democrats are a united party. After did you just hear what CNN said? They said Hillary Clinton she's burning bridges within the Democrat Party. Barack Obama kept his data to himself. He didn't share. And even with DNC collusion, Hillary Clinton couldn't win, and that separated Bernie Sanders people from Hillary. To this day, no exaggeration, I still see more Bernie Sanders stickers on cars than I've ever seen of Hillary Clinton. There are Bernie Sanders people with signs still in their yard. Find a Clinton sign in a yard. People are embarrassed to even admit that they voted for her at this point. See, leftists, I think, have awakened to this cause, and that the video that Clinton did where she was, you know, talking about the Democratic Party may have been the one of the catalysts to do it, because there's a saying, you know, you can go through hell and back. Well, Democrats went through hell and they're still there. These hapless rubes fell for the ruse of Obama, and what a miserable failure he was. And what's worse, Obama's ability to pick people. Folks, I tell you, I know a lot about leadership, and I know a lot about management, and I know a lot about human nature and people I'm willing to follow. And I'm going to tell you, you watch Barack Obama, you look at the stooges this guy put into place, and you leave yourself scratching your head going, what is he thinking? From Timothy Geithner to Hillary Clinton, the trail of losers could be called the trail of tears 2.0. And the leftists won't admit it, but losing 1,080 seats during the time of Obama, when you've got the best thing since sliced bread, and you don't look up and go, you know what, guys, we got to rethink our strategy. We had the best possible candidate under the best possible circumstances. We waited decades for this moment, and it came. And what happened? They lost everything. While mentioning the biggest loser of Obama's picks, Hillary Clinton, she's feeling the wrath of people because people are sick of her. They're crying, no mas. For you gringos, that means no more. So this video that Hillary Clinton made was an effort to appear relevant. Democrats cannot handle not appearing relevant. Last Friday, Hillary Clinton sat in front of a camera and she urged her followers to keep up the fight against President Trump. And the reaction was very far from what Hillary Clinton thought it was going to be. The response by many leftists was, go away. The video, up to the point that I saw it, had just over 400,000 views. And understand, this was a video put out by the Clinton campaign for Democrats. Democrats know how to target. You can bet most of these viewers, folks, were leftists. But instead of the thumbs up that you have on a YouTube video, they were getting more thumbs down. And now, look, 5,000, roughly 5,000 thumbs up, 15,000 thumbs down on a video Hillary Clinton made for Democrats. We didn't target this video, folks. These reviews were not from right-wing conspirators, but of hardcore Democrats who just want the Clintons, and I do mean all of them, to just go away. And interestingly, they disabled the comments for this video, but because I'm going to tell you, the comments would have been brutal. In the video, and I played a piece of the clip of it, I didn't play the whole video, but she essentially acknowledges that Democratic activists have been attacking Donald Trump's administration relentlessly. She mentioned the Women's March, airports, communities, welcoming immigrants and refugees. You know, she's got to get in all the dog whistles, town hall meetings, speaking up for health care, the environment, good jobs, and all this stuff. And she says they deserve support. Let resistance plus persistence equal progress for our party and our country. These comments rang so hollow, it's unbelievable. All Americans feel the positive impact of the Trump presidency. And if you parse any one of those individual things, these attacks that Clinton talked about, unfettered polls would reveal that President Trump is on the right path. That's what most Americans believe. They don't want terrorists in our midst under the guise of multiculturalism. We prefer radical Muslims to be exposed and sent packing. We don't want illegals pouring into our country.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So Hillary Clinton's emerged from her rat hole, and the reception has not been nearly what she thinks. And I want to play a clip because CNN was actually mocking Hillary Clinton, and then we'll get into some more a little bit more about her, and we may shift gears. It just depends on how I feel. By the way, if you want to contact me, 844-551-8255. Here's the clip from CNN mocking Hillary Clinton on the excuses and all the different things that are going on. And then, of course, in the previous segment, we played her clip of her speaking to the Democratic Party and only to Democrats. And I want to come back to that and explain to you what happened after that. So here it is.
Everything that anybody else said about it besides me to basically said this was the biggest nothing burger ever. I know you had Dean Baquet here from the New York Times yesterday, and they covered it like it was Pearl Harbor. Comey was more than happy to talk about my emails, but he wouldn't talk about investigation of the Russians.
What do we make of this? Besides the fact that the 2016 campaign apparently will never end, look, it hurts, and we can be snarky about this sometimes. Running for president is quite a personal ordeal for anyone who gets in the arena, and it hurts. And she thought up until the last hour she was going to win. However, what purpose does it serve to trash the DNC and so on and so forth at this point?
Yeah, there was an interesting turn from her yesterday, because we've heard the rationale about Comey, and we've heard Russia. This was the first we've really heard from her blaming the party. In one sense, she is not wrong. Barack Obama, when he was president, really ran his own data operations. He kept things very close into his own political operation, and that hurt the DNC. That is true to some extent. She didn't inherit nothing from the DNC, and there's a lot of pushback that you're hearing privately from people who worked for the committee. I think the interesting thing with Clinton right now is that, yes, I think there is a desire that's perhaps more intense when it comes to her to see her take ownership. People want to see her be humble. I think that it is more intense when it comes to her. But if you are going to be out there, if you did just lose this election, you are going to be out there discussing it. That is the expectation. I don't know what she thinks that people will want to talk to her about at this point, other than what went wrong and led to this pretty unbelievable defeat on her half.
And there's the trying to have it both ways, saying, you know, I was flawed, it was my fault, but it was also all these other entities' fault. It kind of dilutes any sort of the buck stops here statement that she has. And you know, frankly, it seems like she's burning bridges within her own party at this point.
It's an issue of tone as well, in a way. I mean, there's a way of saying she kind of took the, you know, oh, well, I had problems, but the big problems were in the party. Whereas if she'd done it the opposite way, you know, to say, you know, there are still problems in the party that we should think about fixing and itemize them, which you can do with the buck stops
here. You don't understand, the Russians cloaked Wisconsin, so she couldn't find it on a map to get there and campaign there.
I think if you're a Democrat, I think a lot of them would prefer to have her fade away a little bit. I mean, a lot of them would say the reason they lost the last election, despite a very vulnerable Republican candidate, is that people turned on Hillary Clinton. Republicans were able to make her be a villain. And I think an advantage that Democrats have coming up is they don't have someone who's easy to villainize. They want to make the next couple elections a referendum on Donald Trump. And the more their last standard bearer continues to be present, continues to speak out, I think they feel like that's not going to be good for them.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That's CNN having a discussion about Hillary Clinton. What purpose does it serve to trash Comey? But blaming the party and the DNC, and to some degree they say, well, she was right. I mean, Obama kept things close to the vest. Yeah, because Obama didn't like Hillary Clinton. And what they're saying is what people wanted was they wanted for Hillary Clinton to show some humanity. They wanted her to take ownership of the loss and say, you know what, folks, there were many things I could have done differently. I wish I could have worked harder, but you know what? I wasn't feeling well. I was ill. I wasn't as ill as they made me out to be. I wasn't dying necessarily, but I was ill. We were running hard. Trump was gaining momentum. We were making some wrong moves. We had a lot of things that were being said about me that, quite frankly, some may have a basis in truth in terms of how I can see how they connected the dots, but they weren't fundamentally true. I mean, I can't speak for her, but she was never human. Hillary was a robot. They wanted her to take ownership, these are their words, and be humble. Show some humility. Instead, one lady says, well, she was trying to have it both ways. I'm flawed, but it's the fault of all these other factors, the Russians and Comey and the smear campaign, the vast right-wing conspiracy. It sounded all very similar to what leftists do whenever they're under fire. They want it to be easy. And then they leave it with burning bridges. She's burning bridges in the Democratic Party. Now, all that being said, I'm going to play the clip I played from last segment, but I'm only going to play a piece of it, the intro, where Hillary Clinton describes what's going on with the Democrats, okay?
Hello, Democrats. Thank you all for coming together to represent our party at its best, united, energized, and ready to wage and win the battles ahead. Now, as Democrats, we have diverse views and backgrounds. We are Democrats, after all. But we're bound together by the values and hopes we share for our country.
Welcome back, everybody. That's really all you need to hear. Hillary Clinton wants the world to believe that the Democrats are a united party. After did you just hear what CNN said? They said Hillary Clinton she's burning bridges within the Democrat Party. Barack Obama kept his data to himself. He didn't share. And even with DNC collusion, Hillary Clinton couldn't win, and that separated Bernie Sanders people from Hillary. To this day, no exaggeration, I still see more Bernie Sanders stickers on cars than I've ever seen of Hillary Clinton. There are Bernie Sanders people with signs still in their yard. Find a Clinton sign in a yard. People are embarrassed to even admit that they voted for her at this point. See, leftists, I think, have awakened to this cause, and that the video that Clinton did where she was, you know, talking about the Democratic Party may have been the one of the catalysts to do it, because there's a saying, you know, you can go through hell and back. Well, Democrats went through hell and they're still there. These hapless rubes fell for the ruse of Obama, and what a miserable failure he was, and what's worse, Obama's ability to pick people. Folks, I tell you, I know a lot about leadership, and I know a lot about management, and I know a lot about human nature and people I'm willing to follow. And I'm going to tell you, you watch Barack Obama, you look at the stooges this guy put into place, and you leave yourself scratching your head going, what is he thinking? From Timothy Geithner to Hillary Clinton, the trail of losers could be called the Trail of Tears 2.0. And the leftists won't admit it, but losing 1,080 seats during the time of Obama, when you've got the best thing since sliced bread, and you don't look up and go, you know what, guys, we got to rethink our strategy. We had the best possible candidate under the best possible circumstances. We waited decades for this moment, and it came. And what happened? They lost everything. While mentioning the biggest loser of Obama's picks, Hillary Clinton, she's feeling the wrath of people because people are sick of her. They're crying, no mas. For you gringos, that means no more. So this video that Hillary Clinton made was an effort to appear relevant. Democrats cannot handle not appearing relevant. Last Friday, Hillary Clinton sat in front of a camera and she urged her followers to keep up the fight against President Trump. And the reaction was very far from what Hillary Clinton thought it was going to be. The response by many leftists was, go away. The video, up to the point that I saw it, had just over 400,000 views. And understand, this was a video put out by the Clinton campaign for Democrats. Democrats know how to target. You can bet most of these viewers, folks, were leftists. But instead of the thumbs up that you have on a YouTube video, they were getting more thumbs down. And look, 5,000, roughly 5,000 thumbs up, 15,000 thumbs down on a video Hillary Clinton made for Democrats. We didn't target this video, folks. These reviews were not from right-wing conspirators, but of hardcore Democrats who just want the Clintons, and I do mean all of them, to just go away. And interestingly, they disabled the comments for this video, but because I'm going to tell you, the comments would have been brutal. In the video, and I played a piece of the clip of it. I didn't play the whole video, but she essentially acknowledges that Democratic activists have been attacking Donald Trump's administration relentlessly. And she mentioned the Women's March, airports, communities, welcoming immigrants and refugees. You know, she's got to get in all the dog whistles, town hall meetings, speaking up for health care, the environment, good jobs, and all this stuff. And she says they deserve support. Let resistance plus persistence equal progress for our party and our country. These comments rang so hollow, it's unbelievable. All Americans feel the positive impact of the Trump presidency. And if you parse any one of those individual things
he talks about, he won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
President Trump is on the right path. That's what most Americans believe. They don't want terrorists in our midst under the guise of multiculturalism. We prefer radical Muslims to be exposed and sent packing. We don't want illegals pouring into our country.